Susan Saunders in studio with new friends from the Old House Society. We have Tara Henry, who is the board president, Don Peters, board member of the Old House Society, and Laura Walden, salvage warehouse manager, and I'm guessing lover as well, of the Old House Society, yes?
Yes.
Ladies, welcome to WJBC. Tara, let me start with you, because people may hear Old House Society and think you're a bunch of crazy folks that are saying you can't change your shingles because we have control over your house, and that's not actually what your organization is about, is it?
No. The Old House Society, we are a not-for-profit organization, and we've been located in the Bloomington-Normal community since 1979, which a lot of people don't really realize. We're perhaps known for two things mostly in this community. The first one is our Old House Society house tour, which is an annual fundraiser that we hold the second Saturday of every June, and we have our house tour chair here today who will talk more about that. And people also know us for our architectural salvage warehouse, which is located in downtown Bloomington. It's a block south of the BCPA at 214 East Douglas. So when you say, how do people, you know, what kind of box do they put us in? I think that's what they think of the most, our house tour and our salvage warehouse. But our broader goal is actually to promote and preserve buildings, landscapes, and neighborhoods more than 50 years old. And we do, we provide resources, education, and advocacy to those people who are interested in old homes and buildings. We are not an historical preservation organization.
That's where the confusion
lies. Yes. The city of Bloomington has their historical preservation organization, as does Normal, but we are not tied into those organizations at all.
So the goal of your group is to help people that are in the home ownership realm, would
correct.
That be correct?
Correct?
I mean, besides the tours and the salvage warehouse, what kinds of things can you provide for homeowners who suddenly realize, well, I've got a 100-year-old house and there are some things I need some help with, advice or otherwise? What can you provide?
Well, the first thing is we do have home improvement grants that we offer to the community. A lot of people don't know about that, but anyone who owns a home that's older than 50 years old can apply for financial grants through our organization. And they can get that application through our website, which is oldhousesociety.org. Those are $500 grants, so they can look at that. And then, again, our salvage warehouse provides material resources, tons and tons of resources that have come from demolished homes. They've mm-hmm. come from the actual home, an historical and older home. And we have a staff there who is very knowledgeable about how to utilize materials, how to install them, how to repair and restore homes in a way that you can maintain that historical integrity.
And here to talk more about that is Laura Walden, who's the salvage warehouse manager. Hi, Laura. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
How'd you get into this salvage warehouse?
What I did for years was restore houses. I would, for myself, buy a house, restore it, sell it.
Do you like the term flipper, or do you not like
no.
the term flipper? Because that's a whole different thing.
That's a different thing.
Okay. But yeah. you work in restoration work, and that's a passion.
It is.
And a frustrating passion for some people when they don't realize how much work it actually entails. So you then were working on different houses now. Do you have a glorious home that you're in the midst of refurbishing now, or are you done refurbishing the house that you're living in?
I don't think you're ever done refurbishing the housing you're living in, but we're on the 7-year plan now, and we're really close, but it's my house is in Lexington. It's 1859
oh,
with
my goodness.
1880s addition.
And do you have to, from where you're at in a house that's that classic, have to check in with folks before you do renovations and remodeling? Do you have those issues?
Nope.
So you're completely do it on your own?
Yep.
And down at the salvage warehouse, how much space of salvage do you have the ability to store and
we
and
have
shop
about
through?
6,000 square feet.
Oh, wow.
And we are always full.
Now, if I want to go shopping for salvage pieces, I can come find you. But if I possibly find some things, let's say, in my parents' barn that they're tearing down, and all of a sudden I find classic doors or some really nice transoms or things, is that something that I should give you a call and say, hey, are you interested in purchasing
yep,
these?
We get a lot of walk-in donations, you know, people cleaning out the garage rafters. And
is that the situation where it's a donation, not something you would buy?
Right, a donation. And we can give them a tax donation slip for retail value.
Well, that's a beautiful thing. So when people are coming in, are you able to guide them through also maybe some renovation ideas? Because one of my favorite things right now is using classic doors as headboards and tables. And I'm not allowed to operate a glue gun and should be really supervised by a grown-up when it comes to working with sanders and things. Is that something, if I found the perfect door at the salvage warehouse, maybe you can give me some DIY tips on how to do my project a little better?
Sure.
Good to know. What are you most excited about having in the salvage warehouse right now that you want people to come see, maybe something they could use for their project?
We are pretty much bread and butter stuff. You know, we have probably the largest door selection of any place in the United States. We have people drive from states away to get their doors. You buy an old house, and all the doors have been replaced with hollow core doors. So they'll send us their measurements, what panel they need, and we will start gathering. And when we get them all, they'll come and pick them up.
And is there any way that people can do any shopping online in advance, see some of the items that you have?
We post pictures on Facebook every week of the new stuff that comes in.
And right now it's all about the doors.
Doors and flooring, like I say, a lot of bread and butter stuff. We actually had a production company call us after Salvage Dogs came out. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what, we're a tiny little not-for-profit. We don't get, you know, the terracotta gargoyles or anything. We're bread and butter. So the guys say I ruined their chance at stardom.
So when I may be coming in and looking at a door or some sort of, you know, bread and butter item that you find, what are some of the price tags, just out of curiosity? What's the price range of something that I might buy at the salvage warehouse?
So we have doors starting at $45, you know, for the, you know, if you want to make something else out of it.
Uh-huh.
We have door hardware. We have some stained glass windows. We don't get those very often, but we try and work within anybody's budget, especially if they're putting it back in a house.
Sure.
You know, we just have to get back. You know, people think, well, you get it for free. Well, we have a building, three part-time staff.
Exactly.
Insurance.
You know. All of those things.
So, there has, you know, we are a successful nonprofit, but what profit is left over goes into the grants.
Now, just out of curiosity, who's your favorite show, couple, or individual house DIY person? Are you a Joanna Gaines fan? Are you more into the Property Brothers? I mean, a lot of these people use things you would sell at the salvage warehouse. Who do you like the style of?
I like the Salvage Dog show because it shows them breaking stuff too.
Yep.
You know, we're like, ow. But
They need to learn that the ladies on their show know how to operate power tools. I feel like they're a little less confident in their female staff. And I watch that show at home, and every once in a while I'm going, would you just let her be? You know, that's just
But me. I like all those shows, and it's good for us, too. You know, it diverses our market a little bit. And we don't just have house parts. We will. You never know what we'll have. We had, a couple of years ago, two 14-foot windsurfers.
My goodness.
We were doing a pickup in Decatur. They were hanging on the back wall, and the guy said, I wish you took windsurfers. I'm like, we do.
Well, we do now. We absolutely do.
Absolutely.
Do you ever get barn doors? Because barn doors has become a new thing, where instead of people having an open-closed door, they'll put a barn door on rails and do a sliding door, and I love that look.
Yeah, we do. We get some barn doors, but a lot of people are doing that with regular doors, too, and big pocket doors, and, you know, the track is really reasonable now. And
it's a fantastic thing. All right, Dawn, against your will, we got to talk to you about a couple of things here. She was like, I'm not sure I really want to talk on the radio. And we're having a good time, right?
No worries. Actually, I did want to jump in there because you asked about our favorite person on TV, and I'm going to give a shout-out to Nicole Curtis because she is the rehab addict, and I love everything she does. She's not it doesn't have to be perfect. Mm-hmm. She saves what's there, and that's kind of who I am.
Now, you and your partner are well-known for a classic home restoration project here in town. Are you done yet with the house that moved?
Well, like Laura said, you're never really done. We were on the 7-year plan, and now we're on the, I don't know, maybe 15-year plan. we're not done.
Your house got put on the back of a truck.
Absolutely.
And moved across town. And it was an infamous story that people still like to talk about. But it worked out okay foundation-wise. I was always curious after moving that house if you had any structural issues after the house was set and you were really there for a while.
No, actually, the move went really well. And we're happy to report we've got a nice warm, dry concrete basement, unlike most old houses.
Because you got to start with a new foundation.
We got to start with a new foundation. We've got 9-foot ceilings, so plenty of room to stand up. So, yeah, it's actually been a great treat to to be able to save and restore the house.
This is Don Peters, who's a board member with the Old House Society. We're talking with members Laura Walden and Tara Henry, who's the board president. And just out of curiosity, do people come to you now and ask you questions about moving houses?
They do. I get tagged in Facebook posts now and then on moving houses, and we actually just celebrated the 13-year anniversary this past week. I'm a resource for old houses and for moving them. So,
but you're also a resource with the Old House Society doing educational programs and tours. What can you tell me that's going on right now?
Absolutely. So like Tara said, we're primarily known in the community for our annual house tour and for the warehouse. And some of the things that we've been expanding this year is really doing more educational events and workshops, talks about different housing styles. This last month we did a workshop to repurpose doorknobs into wine stoppers for holiday gifts, kind of a unique idea while still, you know, being in an old house and sharing that with somebody else. Our annual tour is in June, and I am chairing that this year. This past year, we focused on the West Side, and we worked with the West Bloomington Revitalization Project, and it was really a treat to be able to see the houses on the West Side. And you wouldn't necessarily assume from the outside of them how fantastic they are on the inside. So,
and there have been a couple of West Side projects. I live on the far West Side, so I'm driving through like Oakland going west all the time, connecting to Six Points, and occasionally I'll be driving through just because I want to. I'll take a different turn, you know, around Miller Park or something, and see some homes. And there have been a lot of revitalization projects of classic pillar homes and so much more. So I'm very impressed with what people are starting to see as potential on the West Side.
Yeah, we were really glad to be able to partner with them this year. And we haven't settled on an exact location for next year, but that should be coming out probably in the next couple months, and then tickets will be available starting in May.
That was going to be my next question. Do you want people to submit their houses if they want to be on the tour?
Actually, yeah, we will. We've got a couple areas that we're thinking about targeting and a couple houses in those areas, so we'll be reaching out to people and homeowners and seeing. And the other thing I wanted to bring up, your house doesn't have to be a huge, you know, Victorian mansion in order to be on the tour. Because one of the things that we experienced this year, a lot of the feedback we got was tour guests really enjoyed seeing, you know, the everyman house, you know, and I think it's important to have a good variety of properties.
When you talk about homes, as Tara said, that are only 50 years old are eligible to be in the Old House Society register, if you have a said register, that's the 1970s.
Right.
You know, I was born in the early 70s, and it doesn't seem that the 70s would be that old of a house, but I guess it is, isn't it?
Yeah, one of the things actually we're planning to have next year is a talk on mid-century modern architecture, so that's really kind of the 50s, 60s-ish. I'm not an expert in that area, but we do have an expert in town who's going to gladly come give us a talk, and we're working on getting a mid-century modern location to host that talk. So
People go in through different flavors of styles, you know, different things kind of come and go in their choices. Just out of curiosity, what's your favorite home period right now? Separate from your house, what's your dream style right now?
Well, actually, my house is kind of my dream style, so it's kind of a unique situation where the exterior is a Victorian, Queen Anne Victorian, and then the interior was an arts and crafts remodel. So it's kind of a mashup of two different styles. But I'm really fond of arts and crafts, so I'm kind of glad that my house turned out that way.
All right. And Laura, I'm going to ask you the same question. I've got to pull the microphone over to you. I mean, you see all the styles, and I know we all, you know, change our minds every day. But right now, what's your current favorite flavor of a classic home?
I like Italianate. You know, so it's early, it's 1870s. I like the style of it.
Okay. And I'm not as familiar with that, so I'm trying to figure out what that looks like when you say Italian 8.
So usually more squared.
Okay.
We'll have a big porch on the front with big corbels on the roof line.
Do we have any good examples of that around town? Tara?
Yes, on East Washington Street, it would be just east of Washington School, two houses. It's an Italian 8 home from the 1800s.
Oh, I went on that garden tour.
Yes.
That was on the garden tour this last year, and I was able to wind my way into the house and get a short little tour.
Yes,
the gentlemen are working on that project.
Mm-hmm.
but all the ceilings are really short. True. You're not prepared for that because we get accustomed sometimes to these really tall ceilings, and there's sometimes you want to duck. Yes, Dawn?
Another good example is out on Market Street, and we had the house on our tour this year, and a young woman in town bought it, and she's currently working on rehabbing it. It's across from Mount Pisgah Church on Market Street.
I will look for that one. Tara, same question for you. What's your favorite fantasy dream style of the old home, if you could have the other? I laughingly joke every Friday with a real estate agent that he can't sell me a house until he finds me one that's got a moat. I'm looking for one with a moat. And I don't think I'm going to find one of those around here. Just out of curiosity, what's your favorite flavor?
Well, mine, I'm along with Dawn. I actually live in a home that was originally Victorian, but the exterior and interior were remodeled to arts and crafts. So I actually would love to take it back to the Victorian, but then I'd have to peel the outer layer off.
And start all over.
Yeah, I like to see a mix of styles. I think it shows the history of the home. You know, that's just how people were. It's been inhabited by people who are humans who change things and have different ideas of what's ideal for their home. So,
And that's getting away from the open floor plan. There was like 20 years of everybody went, I want an open floor plan, mm-hmm. I want an open floor plan. But each one of the houses you mentioned all have their unique many rooms and tinier rooms and nooks and places that are specific to, we have a music room, and then we have a casual room, then we have the formal front room, and so many of those different things. Tara, if people want to become involved with the Old House Society, what's a way for them to do that?
Well, the best way right now, I think, is to become a member and join our organization. It's a very inexpensive membership that we have. You can join for as little as $25 a year, up to however much you want to donate. But being a member with our organization allows you to get discounts on our house tour tickets this year, discounts on or sometimes free events that we host. We hold, like Dawn said, we have educational events coming up. We have social events where you can get in free for those events. And it also just supports our organization. We want people to join us and be a part of who we are.
I was going to ask you all, what's your favorite house in town? And then I realized, wait a minute, that might cause some hurt feelings in the world because you have so many beautiful homes that are in this area. But it's when you see somebody that's lovingly taking care of it and, you know, working on the inside and the out, the temptation is always to want to go knock on the door and ask for a tour. But yet you are providing those tours. So thank you for that.
If I could mention, you mentioned earlier, what can someone, if someone has an old home and they want to be on the tour, can they notify us? Absolutely. And we also do a lot of social events where people just open up their homes for one evening, and we come into the home. There's a little mini tour. We do like a DIY workshop. You get to socialize. We provide the refreshments. So they would just be opening their home for us, and we really appreciate that, people getting involved in our community in that way, especially if you have a mid-century modern home. Please. That's what we're looking for right now.
All right, so tell me the webs on where we can go on social media and otherwise.
Sure. So we are oldhousesociety.org. Mm-hmm. We are on Facebook. Those are the two best places at this point. Our Facebook feed is pretty active.
Cool.
Yeah. So, yes.
I look forward to seeing some more, and I hope you all come back and visit me before your next DIY, you know, event or before the tour. Make sure you're in here so we can help you sell some tickets. Laura, when we are looking at the Salvage Warehouse, what do we type into Facebook? You said you were on Facebook, but what should we type in there?
Just Old House Society.
Old House Society, but that takes you to the Salvage Warehouse as well?
Right.
All right.
And we're open at the store Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, 8 to 5.
That's the next question I was going to ask, because I know it's on and off hours.
It depends on when we have salvage, because when we need time to salvage also. But.
Fantastic. Ladies, nice to meet you all. Come back and visit again, and we'll talk my favorite topic, house porn, here at WJBC, because all houses are sexy, right?